All right, guys, let's welcome Trey and Robbie of Devil's Cut to a new pod here, notfest.com. Guys, great to be, great to have you here at the show. You guys didn't have to drive too far, right?
No, about 10 minutes, to be honest. Yeah, it's a hometown show. It's, yeah.
No, it's cool, man. I was talking with Foxbat yesterday and kind of just that over the years, you know, the local bands have kind of been like, I wish we were more involved with Louder Than Life. And it seems like in the last couple of years, they've really made it a point to have, you know, the local flavor on the bills and have, you know, you guys represented. And, you know, obviously this isn't your first Louder Than Life, but it's awesome that they've brought you guys back and seem to like you guys.
Yeah, it's, well, for one, the scene.
Yeah.
Let's just call it a scene. You know, you know, sometimes that has like a taboo preference, but it, there's a lot of talent, you know, and it's very reminiscent to early 2000s. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
When
Flaw, Outspoken, like all those bands were like coming up and they were representing the scene. And then back then they ranked us below Seattle for the best music scene. Like
nice.
A lot of shit was coming out. I'm going to call it right now. Right now. Louisville's at Louisville scene. You got Guerrilla Warfare. You got bands like Foxbat. There's just so much talent in this scene right now. And yeah, it's an avenue to like be here to play.
Yeah.
But like, they're recognizing that, and that's awesome. And to even be a part of this, and it's very humbling.
Right. You know, the one thing you guys are kind of doing too, and which I feel like you're more of the originator, is kind of adding the country elements into your stuff. And there's a lot more bands kind of seem to be popping up. They're very similar to what you guys are doing, man. But I guess I'm just saying, you know, being from Kentucky, being in a heavy metal band, Jesus Christ, being in a metal band, but adding kind of that element, that local flavor to it, man, it's got to be nice, because, you know, you got bands like Bloodywood out there that are heavy, but they add Indian influences in it, or, you know, just kind of everybody's regional influences. So it's nice to kind of see you're embracing being from Kentucky.
Yeah, and honestly, we owe a lot of credit to Cody Ash, the drummer of Jelly Roll.
Right, right.
He was a Kentucky boy. When we were previously a band called Versus, and we had this idea, or shall I say, he had this idea. It's like country and metal's about to merge.
Yeah.
This is like 2019.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? None of us understood it, you know? And then we started understanding, trying to find our sound and all this shit, and then you see people like Hardy.
Yeah.
You see people like even Gideon, like they're not really country, but they're bringing the aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's starting to become like more welcomed, I guess you would say. So like, I do feel like Cody was 120% right.
Right.
And just owning being from Kentucky, we're country boys. We do what we do.
Yeah.
We drink beer. We drink bourbon. we do all sorts of shit, man. And it's just like, at the end of the day, people want real.
Yeah.
That's fucking real for us, you know?
Nice. Well, I mean, adding the bass element into
we've got to
bring in Robbie here, talk a little bass player stuff, man. You know, just kind of adding the bass element into Devil's Cut. I mean, are you tempted to kind of do the country number system? You know, kind of some doom doom doom. You know, you got to learn to get a slap, get an upright bass or something, man.
I mean, it's very interesting. I've honestly thought about that idea quite a few times, especially for some other cover ideas that we've talked about in the past.
But, yeah.
No, I think it's actually it's very interesting blending the two, because they both originated, you know, from the same genre back then. So seeing them branch out into their own directions over the years, kind of reforming, coming back together over the years, is just a beautiful thing to see. And coming up with trying to come up with different ideas of how to blend the two in new, exciting ways for people is just part of the deal for me. I don't know. It's just
it's gotta be fun to just kind of, you know, be able to add elements of country and even bluegrass. I was actually listening to some bluegrass the other day on and like, if you really listen to it, man, it's just like, it's just early speed metal, man. If you're like, they're going 1,000 miles a minute. Those players are so so talented with the picking and the playing, and if you distort some of that stuff, man, it's just metal. It's just thrash, you know. I was calling it hillbilly thrash.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You know Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
You know country songs.
Right.
Don't say country sucks. Because I guarantee if it comes on Touch Tunes and you're at a bar, you're going to be fucking singing it. Same goes for Nickelback. I'm out.
Well, I mean, one of the greatest shows I've ever seen live was Garth at the Yum Center a couple of years ago, man. And it was phenomenal. It was, he truly made everybody in the audience feel like you were sitting in someone's living room, and he was just hemming an acoustic guitar, jamming some songs for you. And it's crazy how, I mean, not only did he play two shows one night, two shows the next night, and I went to the first show, I had friends go to the last show, and they said that the intensity was there from start to finish, man. So, and he was always a self-proclaimed, metal lover too. So, he's bringing that element in. So now here we are 35 years later, man. We're bringing it all back around together.
Country boys like metal.
Well, talk about going down, and I know you do work with Jelly Roll, and Jelly Roll's like studios and stuff like that down in Nashville. So I kind of talk about all that, just seeing not only Jelly pop off, but just how he's kind of embracing, all the guys coming up.
So the life is wild.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. And Cody is one of my dearest friends, arguably my best friend. He drums for Jelly Roll. And when he got the call to audition, I knew he had it. The right. Dude's insane. He is so talented, And he just to see him go through that, we all as musicians have self-doubt,
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, you got this. You're going to crush. 6 hours later, I get the call. It's like, dude, I got the gig. I'm like,
nice.
Sick, dude. But everything that transpired after that, working with like Andrew Bayless and like people that like hand in hand, Michael Whitworth, he helped write a few of our songs, wrote some of Jelly's biggest songs. It's like, dude, this is fucking wild that we're even a part of this right now.
Yeah.
Jelly is a super fucking great guy. His wife is fucking awesome, Bunny.
Yeah.
And it's just to even be affiliated. Like, granted, we're on the very outer circle right. of it. We're not, like, I can't call Jelly right now, but like, hey, dude, what's up, dude? But just to be affiliated is fucking wild.
Yeah, it is crazy, man. And it's awesome, Let's talk about Welcome to Kentucky, the latest single, man. Tell me about it.
So it's a song. So when we started writing this song, we wrote it with Michael Whitworth, which does a lot of Jelly, who I just mentioned, and Andrew Bayless. Cody Ash was involved as well. So we started writing this song. Lyrics were set. Then we got this idea to drop the Welcome to Kentucky on the drop. And they're like, it was Cody's idea. He was like, got this vision. We need to fucking do that. Like GPS, like, Welcome to Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
We need to add it. And I'm like, okay. So then after we add it, I was like, dude, that goes so fucking hard. That's like Shania Twain, like, kick my door down, like, let's go, girls, So we're all fucking for it. But then after it, like, we look back in context of what we just wrote, and we're like, Kentucky, we drink bourbon.
Right.
The song talks about a bottle of Jack. We tried different phrasing for different types of bourbon that would fit. It didn't. None of it worked. Jack sounded best.
Yeah.
So we're like, dude, Jack, roll it. Whatever. We dropped the song. So much hate from Kentucky. It's like, dude, don't you know we drink bourbon? Yes, absolutely. But sometimes you cater the song. It's just like, so like, dude, it's been so fucking wild. It's funny, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it's easier to rhyme Jack than like Pappy Van Winkle.
It just sings better too. Right. But it sings better too.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Just a lot of people don't know they were. It is what it is.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Attila Gideon tour coming up too, man. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we actually pick up tomorrow in St. Louis.
Nice.
It's Attila. They're 10-year for About That Life. Gideon. 10-5-6, they were here yesterday.
Nice. Yeah.
And Until I Wake.
Yeah.
So we've been working with Chris from Attila and a guy named Curtis Martin that does Catch Your Breath and like sick producer. We've been going to Atlanta here recently and working with him, and we just kind of connect in that realm, and they were gracious enough to be like, hey, we need to get from A to B.
Yeah.
B being Aftershock.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, man, like, we'll throw you on like last second. Like, we just can't put it on the ad mat, it's too late. We're like, dude, as long as we have heads to play in front of, we'll make money off merch, we're good.
Nice.
And that's more or less what we did.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And once again, if you're in the Jeffersonville, is it Jeffersonville?
Jeff,
make sure to head over to Losers 812, man.
After party, baby. me and Kevin, I'm going to plug this.
Yep.
Losers 812, Kevin from Knock Loose, the drummer, and myself own it. That is our bar. It is the spot. Please go check it out if you're ever in the fucking area. However, and I'm going to drop this bomb right now.
Okay.
We have to change the name. We're going to be dropping a new name around Halloween, which really sucks, but it is what it is.
Did the Nashville Losers come
at you? Winners and Losers in Nashville came at us. We're like, yo, no, you can't do it. And it was all about Google search. And I'm like,
It's always about the internet.
But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're going to change it. We're going to change it. But be looking for a new name. Just follow us right now.
All right. Well, Robbie, Trey, thank you guys for coming, hanging out with us. Nodfest.com, new pod, all that good stuff.